Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Brent, B-R-E-N-T, 6865. Mr. Daniel is a 60-year-old gentleman, construction worker slash supervisor slash business owner, married 30 years, 3 kids, 5 grandkids, extensive history of tobacco and smoke, tobacco use and drinking in the past. He's quit drinking now for the past 2-3 months. He says he feels a lot better when he does drink. He has a tendency to have atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeat, and slew of other medical issues and problems, period. In a paragraph, today, over the past 24 hours, he's developed cough, congestion, sputum production, symptoms of sinusitis, no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, but man, goes right there. But definitely has symptoms, symptoms of sinus infection. Yeah. Period. He's also has takes lisinopril. He says lisinopril sometimes makes him cough, but the cough today is definitely related to sinuses. Period. Family history. Heart disease, GLORE, G-L-A-O-R-E, alcoholism, myocardial infarction, both mom and dad died of colonoscopy 8 years ago. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he hasn't died for 2 months now. Described and discussed his work in above. Surgeries includes cholecystectomy, hernia surgery, right shoulder surgery times 4, and bicep tendon repair times 2. Does that mean bilateral? What does that mean when y'all do that?
Bilateral.
Oh, bilateral. Both bilateral shoulder and bilateral bicep tendon repair. Then medical problems. He has had atrial fibrillation. He's had bradycardia. At one time he was told he needs to have pacemaker, but today he's not in atrial fib and definitely doesn't have bradycardia, but he's chosen to continue with his Xarelto, period. Also, he has a history of low testosterone, which goes along with his... with sleep apnea. He's lost about 10 pounds. He wants to lose another 10 to 20 pounds to help the sleep apnea. He says he's already sleeping better. He definitely doesn't want to use a CPAP. Medication includes lisinopril, 10 milligram twice a day, Valtrex, 500 milligram once a day, Cialis, 5 milligram, there's Xarelto, 20 milligram a day, allergen and drug allergy. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 220 pounds compared to the office visits before. His weight is down 5 pounds, 98.1, 98%, 18, 82, 136 over 74. Heart positive, swollen positive, lungs, wrong cry, few rounds, abdomen, soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, TMs are red, personal appearance is red and inflamed, logical non-focal. Number 1, bronchitis. Number 2, sinusitis. Number 3, he has reactive airway disease. Number 4, mild wheezing. Number 5, we talked about a nebulizer treatment. He says that makes him have tachycardia. We talked about Xopenex. He says he can use a Xopenex inhaler. Next time I gave him a Xopenex inhaler, he's going to rinse his mouth afterward. As far as his infection is concerned, that's going to be treated with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Rocephin, a gram, and Decadron, 8 milligram. Nixon is Bromfed for cough. He's taken that before. Nixon is possible cough related to lisinopril. We'll discuss that later when he gets better, but he definitely doesn't want to change anything at this time. Nixon is sleep apnea. He's losing weight for it. He doesn't want a CPAP. Nixon is low testosterone. Nixon is, we talked about a chest x-ray. He said he just had a chest x-ray, a CT scan, and was evaluated by pulmonologist. He was told he had multiple lung nodules that the pulmonologist is not worried about. Next one is histochronic genital herpes. He takes his Valtrex, 500 milligram once a day. He's never had a breakout. He doesn't want to stop and to take it periodically. He wants to keep taking it. Next one is history of fatty liver related to alcohol use in the past. Next one is he needs an ultrasound of his liver. He said he'll come back later for that. Next number, decrease weight. Next one is losing weight. Next one is we talked about use of GLP-1. He doesn't want to talk about that. He wants to do it on his own. Next one is he's been alcohol-free for 2 months. Next one is he's not smoking. Next one is I encourage him never go back to alcohol or smoking. Oh, next one is bradycardia, not present at this time. Next one is atrial fibrillation, has seen a cardiologist, and he's under care of a cardiologist. Next number, come back next week. Next number, we'll go over these findings again next week, as well as he needs blood work. Next number, he said he had blood work when he was in the hospital 2-3 months ago with bradycardia and had a full cardiac workup and blood work, but he needs to have his testosterone rechecked. Next number, we talked about low testosterone not helping his weight loss, and that needs to be addressed, and we will do that next visit. We'll recheck the testosterone. Next number, he doesn't have a regular doctor. He goes around and sees different specialists. I told him he must find a PCP and a as a gatekeeper to take care of his multiple medical issues and problems. Next Sunday, if he gets worse or if he has any other issues, including respiratory distress, he will go to the emergency room right away. He understands that as well. Thank you.